Okay, we just completed the final of the 2016 Wasatch Advisors Salt Lake City Open, and I am speaking with the champion, Alfredo Avila from Mexico, and he beat Todd Harity from the United States, 3-love. Just going to get a few thoughts from Alfredo about the match. What do you think, Alfredo?
I think today I play a very good squash. I think today I play my best squash in this tournament because also I think one of the important things to have won this match was that I came through the court with a plan. So I had the strategy against Harity. I already played twice with him, so I think I know how he play and I know his where he's strong and everything, so I tried to play with like a game that don't let him play his best. And I think today, just I play very good. I try to make my best shots, and it goes to the right place. And so I think that's everything.
Yeah, you were mentioning earlier about the trying to avoid cross-courting from the front because he's really good at cutting that off. Were you, it seemed like just trying to keep it straight or straight drop rather than cross or lob, or what were you thinking?
Yeah, I was just trying to play a little more straight, straight drives, and just also waiting to the right moment to play a drop shots, because last time that I played him, I tried to play drop shots from the back and he was very good in the tee, so he goes so fast for my shots, and he counterattacked very good in the front with a drop shot. And sometimes he play a different kind of shot. So this time I tried just to play in the front when he was back to me. So I was playing very very straight game and just trying to cross when he was after like.
Where you knew, if you knew where he was.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If I knew that he was just waiting for my drive there. So there is when I tried to play the cross. And I was trying just to put pressure in the drives and in the front with drop shots and both. But I was trying to do like just one or twice both every couple points just to surprise. And for the drops, I was trying to play as many drops as I can, but always when I was in the front, just to put pressure and. And yeah, I was trying just to avoid the mic, trying to avoid the cross because he's very good in the middle. So I tried to play just straight, and when I was under pressure, tried to play with volleys or something like this.
Yeah. Well, obviously it worked. I thought you played your best match of the tournament. Would you agree on today?
Yeah, I agree. I think today I played my best match in the tournament. Not just because. My shots and every shot was in the right place, also because I came with a good strategy.
Yeah, that's good. I was interested in having your comments about that third game where he closed. I think you had him 10-5. It was only 10-7. Okay, but I knew you had three match balls, and the difficulty of trying to close out a match. Just thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think in that it was 10-7, and then after that I start to think like okay, I'm going to win, so I start to put pressure on me. Yeah. So I think I start to I forget what to do, so I start just to hit the ball to anywhere, and he keep doing the same, and don't make any mistakes. So he played good shots, and I was just hitting the ball with no like not thinking what to do or why I'm doing that, just because I was under pressure. I put pressure on me, so after that he come 10 all, then he go for 11-10 game ball.
Yeah.
So I could won the for I could go for 11 all. So after that I tried to go again like. Focus on the match and try to. I just think, okay, go back to your game, what you was doing, it was working, so go back to this, and you don't have to change nothing. So I tried to go back to the same way, and so I can won 13-11, I think. Yeah.
I just, you know, on the club level, I just think it's sometimes, it, you know, it's not, but sometimes it feels like it's almost easier to try to come back when you're down than to try to close it out, you know, because when you're coming up, you're just like, okay, it's match ball. I'm just going to focus on playing my game. And, you know, and then the guy that's trying to close it is maybe trying too hard and trying, you know, to finish it too quickly and maybe opens the floor up too much.
Yeah, exactly. I think both things is hard. Yeah. Sometimes come back is difficult, and also close the games or the match is very difficult too. Yeah. So you have to, for any of those things, you have to be very focused and just keep doing what I mean. If you have match ball or game ball, and it is your game is working, you have to focus on keep doing the same and don't try to change something just because it's match ball.
Yeah.
And if you are down and you want to come back, it's when you have to change something.
Yeah.
But when you want to close the match, I think you have to focus on just keep doing the same.
Uh-huh.
And that's sometimes the difficult thing, because also you feel sometimes excited because you feel that you are going to win.
Yeah.
So you want to finish the point quickly and start to do mistakes or something.
It's just interesting watching. I think it was such an exciting match that the fans were sort of like, "Oh, I hope Parity wins this." And I'm sure that's hard, you know, like you're thinking that. But so, what's next for you on the tour? Where do you head to next?
I think my next is going to be till the end of January. Pittsburgh.
Now.
Yeah, I think I'm going to be a little break in the December. Then I'm going to start to train in the last week or weeks of December, and then in January I'm going to be training for like the first 3 weeks to be good for Pittsburgh.
That's great. Well, Alfredo, congratulations for coming and winning this tournament, and we really enjoyed watching you play, and you've earned a lot of squash fans here in Salt Lake City for following your career going forward.
Well, thank you very much, and I'm so happy to be here again and have won this tournament, and hopefully see all of the people again next year.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Craig. So thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.
And hopefully see you next year.